Nolte, Construction of Wind Turbines Enrages Virginia Beach Residents. By John Nolte on April 2, 2024. Residents of Virginia Beach, one of the few areas in Virginia to choose Joe Biden for president in 2020, are upset over the construction of wind turbines. Complaints range from noise and vibrations caused by the 24/7 construction project to the destruction of ocean views and possible negative effects on marine life. On Wednesday, Virginia Beach residents met with Dominion Energy, the company installing 178 wind turbines 900 feet high across 15 miles of ocean. The local news outlet News 3 reported that after the meeting, residents still have concerns regarding the construction noise, environmental damage, and ocean views. The complaints came down to construction noise, which is 24/7. Construction vibration that some residents say cracked the walls in their homes. Being able to see the turbines, even though they are 27 miles from shore. Killing wildlife. Dominion promised to put quieter reverse alarms on the trucks, put up sound buffers in the area, and even install the second device to monitor sound and vibrations. Dominion spokesman Jeremy Slayton did admit that at certain elevations, even so far out and painted gray, the turbines will be more visible. Residents, many of whom are getting what they voted for, are not happy. "We're gonna turn around in 10 to 15 years and say this was the wrong thing to do," one resident told News 3. "This is the wrong place to put 900-foot towers in the middle of the ocean. Nobody came to our door and said your house is going to be shaking for almost a year. I would not have been okay with that," another resident complained. "Why do you go to the beach? A big part of the reason for me is to look out at the ocean and get away from the concrete jungle," said one resident, "and we're going to be staring at another concrete jungle on the ocean. It really sucks. They don't know if it's killing the whales. I mean, how can you continue when you may be killing the whales?" one local complained. "I don't know about the whales, but we do know these turbines kill a lot of birds. The idea is that these wind turbines will power 660,000 local homes, but at what cost? How long will these turbines run before they create the energy needed to cover their construction and installation? And what about the environmental damage when these turbines run their course and have to be thrown away somewhere? Wanna know who counts on wind and sun for energy? Savages. Are we savages? We're not supposed to be. This is the 21st century, and we're returning to the Middle Ages of unreliable wind and sun power. This is crazy. And for what? To defile our beautiful oceans and beaches, to kill birds, and what about the whales? The thing is this. If wind power ever becomes reliable and cheap, the Enviroloons will find a way to claim it's bad for Mother Earth, because their goal is not to protect the environment, it's to make the rest of us miserable. Besides, these liars are 0 to 54. Only an idiot would believe lie number 55. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrek, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.